celebrating micro, small and medium enterprises right here. Tali ke saath business ki baat.
Hello and hi, I'm Niharika with you and I hope you've been well for the time that we were away from you. Now, I'd like your attention for the next few minutes, please, because I'd like you to meet Miss Alka Karnani of Chrome Light Industries India Private Limited. You know, she's grown her capital markets, investments and mutual fund distribution business multifold over the past 10 years. And guess what? Hers happens to be a woman majority run organization. Now that's interesting. And I guess that's where we should start from, right? Hello, Alka ji, warm welcome. And thank you so much for joining us in today's episode.
Thank you, Niharika. And hello to you and all the listeners. It's a great opportunity when especially a woman is asking me the question.
I know, right? Girl power all the way. And it's our pleasure to have you here with us today. So let me start by asking you this. Was it a conscious decision or did it happen by chance that your organization is completely woman-centric and run by women?
No, it was totally a conscious decision by me because I joined this organization called Millennium Mams in 2004, the foundation of which is empowering women financially. So that's where I got this seed from for myself. And then I realized that when after 2 years I wanted to start my office, I felt that there was a big need that women need to be financially empowered. And that's why I made this a point.
So I guess that also covers a part of your journey, right? In terms of how you decided to start this organization and the motive behind it.
Truly, Niharika, when your back is against the wall, you have nothing else to do but other than that to walk forward. Financially, my life was actually in a big turmoil around in 2004. I had 4 senior citizens who needed to be taken care of. And it was sheer providence, as I mentioned to you, that I joined Millennium Mams, whose main motive was to empower women financially. In spite of being a cost accountant, I realized that I was not financially empowered. So I enrolled myself for this 2-year course. And this decision was a game changer in my life, Niharika. No sooner had I completed my 2-year course, I realized that I was very passionate about the subject of finance. I started adding value to myself by studying further and adding certificates to make me equipped to start my own company. I created the brand Money Plant under Chromelight, where our vision is to make money grow with you securely. As they say, when opportunities meet preparedness, miracles happened. So you see, I had the fire in my belly and I got the opportunity by joining Millennium Mams. The rest is what you can see, satisfied customers and growing AUM for me and for the people.
Well, I guess the universe just guides you in the right direction when your intentions are clear, right? So in your 10-year journey, there must have been lots of highs and lows. So what were your highest points like and what were your lowest points like and how did you get past those?
I have been in this profession now for 15 years plus. Let me first talk about the most challenging phase. In the year 2020, when the world had to face the pandemic, in the month of April, one of the fund houses took a bold decision of shutting down 6 of its schemes. This was a nightmare for me as I had no idea how I would give my clients back their money if need be. Here, again, I would like to thank my guru, Mr. Bishnu Dhanuka, one of the founders of Millennium Mams, who introduced me to the Holy Gita by Swami Chinmayanand. I realized that I needed to be stable and explain to my clients. I did the same along with my team members. I made it a point to handhold all my valued investors, whom I call my extended family, till things got cleared. Thanks to the Almighty and the fund house who tirelessly did work to return the money of the investors. Now, about the highest point was in the year 2012. I got an opportunity to attend the AGM of Berkshire Hathaway in Omaha and get to see Mr. Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger in person. This was something in my wildest dreams I could have never thought of. And that too, I had managed to independently handle my finances. Gratitude to my organization, Millennium Mams, for transforming my life. And thanks to the Almighty God. Thank you so much.
But tell me, in your experience, do you see a difference in how clients approach a male and a female expert in personal finance? And if yes, how do you navigate those conversations?
So there is a total stark difference when men approach a woman as a financial advisor or as a person who can guide them in their financial assistance. Because men think they know it all. And how can a woman actually teach them something which they don't know? So initially it used to be very difficult, but always since I am aware about what's happening in the economy, I have kept myself updated about all the, whether it is politics, whether it is geopolitics, whether it's anything to do with economic indicators, investments. I have kept myself very abreast because I believe learning is your strength. So that is what gave me that extra edge. And whenever there were any discussions, when the men were around, I always used to navigate to it and see to it that I could put in my points and thoughts. That gave them that belief that, okay, this lady knows her work. So that's how I could manage to do it.
And I'm sure when you were talking about all those certificate courses and trainings, a lot of the attendees and participants would have been men in those, right? Now, at the risk of sounding stereotypical, you don't really see women in this field. That's just an extension of my previous question.
Yes, totally. You're so right. At the time of taking all my exams also, I realized it. But I knew that I had to empower myself, because unless I don't have the knowledge, I won't have the confidence to go ahead and talk about any subject. And I didn't want to restrict myself to one particular instrument in investments, because then, you know, you become very tended to sell that product only. But if I have taken a wholesome view of investments as a subject, and then when I go and meet any investor, then I explain to them and understand their needs. And according to their needs, we do the financial planning. So that makes a lot of difference. Instead of being a push sell, it becomes, you know, a need-based investment.
Absolutely, I totally get it. Do you see a difference in how men and women approach financial ownership and independence? I mean, we spoke about how they approach a female expert in this industry. But when it comes to personal finance, do you see a difference in how men and women approach the entire subject? And if there's a gap, how do you address that?
There is a lot of difference, because as far as men are concerned, their money is actually their own money. And the money which the lady of the house earns also becomes their money. And this is truly speaking, Niharika, we are responsible for that. Because we as women are not confident about taking care of the money which we are earning. So that's why the men think that they know it all. And that's why they start taking the whole control of all the finances.
And I'm sure that would also bring about a change, or that would also bring about a difference in the way women investors approach financial instruments, right? Like, they would prefer different kinds of instruments as compared to their male counterparts.
Totally, because till demonetization, cash was one of the biggest things which ladies believed in keeping. Even gold is something which they were very fond of keeping, because since our childhood we have heard that gold is something which every woman should have. It is in need, in times of need, it will be of great use, even fixed deposits. But if women are empowered about the different instruments and the benefits of them, I'm sure, and they are actually getting empowered now, so they will benefit out of it and move from the traditional asset classes.
Stay tuned. We're in conversation with Ms. Alka Karnani of Chrome Light Industries India Private Limited.
Client relationships and building loyalty are essential to the growth of any business, right? Here are three tips from our side. 1. Understand the customer's path to your service clearly and identify if there are any frictions. 2. Focus on giving your customers a seamless user experience by designing your products well. 3. Try to personalize the content of your messages to customers to build an emotional connection. Stay tuned to our podcast for more such tips. Your very own MSME Success Story Show. Dali ke saath, business ki baat.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Well, we've got a pretty interesting conversation going around personal finance and money and the like. And so far, we've uncovered the approaches, the difference in approaches that men and women have when it comes to financial ownership and independence and how they see the entire subject, how they see the entire field. Now, Alkaji, I would like to know this. So as somebody who educates women on personal finance, what does a typical day in your life look like?
So COVID has actually changed my life. Before that, I was working from morning. I think as soon as I used to wake up, I used to start working until dark, late in the night, I could continue doing that. But during the COVID, I realized that investing in yourself is most important. So I started adding more knowledge to myself, reading good books. I got introduced to Sister Shivani's teachings. I got introduced to Swami Vivekananda's Holy Gita. So all this is something which has added lots of positivity and lot of transformation in my life. So now, generally every day in the morning is what I feed myself with good inputs. So that, because they say, as Sister Shivani says, that thoughts lead to destiny. So if my inputs are right in the morning, I like a sponge absorb everything, whether it's got to do with investments, whether it's got to do with spirituality and everything else. And during the day, whomever I come across, and especially women, I try to share my knowledge related to finance or maybe even spirituality, because both go hand in hand and make a difference in every life which I can do.
Absolutely. I think good in, good out. The inputs that we put in into our mind in the morning is what we'll get out from our day. So, you know, you spoke about sharing your knowledge. Are there any two books on finance that you would like to recommend to our listeners? Something which is very basic and which one can use to start off on this subject, at least to begin the building blocks of personal finance.
Yes, Niharika, I would like to share the names of the two books. The first book which I read and which changed my life and thoughts was The Rich Dad, Poor Dad, where he talks about investing in appreciating assets and not in depreciating assets. And The Tao of Warren Buffett, which actually shows you the way or how Buffett started investing at this young age of 11 and the benefits of compounding and many other points and principles of Warren Buffett.
I think compounding would be one, the time horizon would be another. Like, for example, this is something I've often heard. If you start investing 500 rupees at the age of 22 versus if you start investing 500 rupees at the age of 32, you know, the corpus that you accumulate would be quite varied because of the time horizon, because your investment lies for a longer period of time. So is that right?
It's totally right, Niharika. And I'm trying to take the opportunity of this forum to share one point of view of mine. When a child is born, we never hesitate in giving the first birthday party, the 6 months party, but we never ever think that the amount we are putting in over there for those parties, which will just be totally drained off. We never even think of putting that money as an investment so that when the child becomes 18 or 25, the money could compound and make that child's life easier and as well as ours.
Absolutely. And is that one of the most important rules to understanding personal finance?
And I feel along for that power of compounding, all you need is discipline and patience. You can't have a baby in one day when you have nine mothers together. If we do this regularly, then and leave the money to grow, just like we put a seed and we want the tree, we need to take care of it and nurture it for years together. Then only you can see the plant, no? Similarly, this is like a seed which we are sowing it today for seeing the benefits of it when the child grows up.
I think that's why we use the image of a plant growing over time whenever we talk about investments. You know, if you do a simple Google search, that's the image you come across most often. And now I get why that is. So now let's come to the grassroots levels. I hear that your company is about empowering women and helping them understand financial independence. So I'd now love to know how your company is bringing about this change at the grassroots levels and helping women there make decisions towards financial independence.
So along with my team, whenever we get an opportunity to go to any NGO or some self-help group who wants to empower the women in their organization, we go and explain to the ladies over there what it is that why they need to invest, why they need to save, and what are the benefits, what are the options. And after the whole workshop, if ever they have any queries, we assist them. Because I feel that these ladies have actually made that effort to start becoming financially independent. But to become financially independent, it's just not by earning money. You need to know where to invest it as well. So that's where we as a team, Money Plant, from Promlite, go and help these ladies to do that.
Understood. And I think that also gives me a little insight into how your company deals with the clients across age groups and various lifestyle backgrounds, right? I mean, this is something everybody requires from all walks of life.
Yes, money is very dear to everybody. You need money for everything in life. So what I would say is that truly our company, as a company, we are competing with big brands and big institutions. So what is actually keeping us apart or making us stand out apart from the rest of the organizations is our services, where we actually take care of our clients not as clients but as an extended family. We see to it that whenever they have any problems or whenever there is any requirement, we are there to answer to their queries at the earliest as possible and not make them wait. Because money is such a subject, you know, when a person calls you up at 10 o'clock in the night, they don't realize what the time is. There must be some need for them. That is why they're calling you up. So we have to make them feel comfortable. And for as far as our work is concerned, I don't believe that we need to speak out and tell people about what we are doing. Our work and our actions prove what we do.
Fantastic. Actions speak louder than words. So, Alkaji, it's almost time to go. Just one last thing that I want to know from you. What's the most important skill to have as an entrepreneur, whether you're in the personal finance space or you're in a product space or you're in any other kind of space or business? A skill that, according to you, is applicable to every entrepreneur.
Integrity. That is what is the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. Today, in every field of work, generally, there are a lot of targets, and indirectly, it creates pressure on every individual who is working to meet those targets, they'll end up mis-selling. As an entrepreneur, I feel it is very essential that we should not lose our integrity and keep our customers before us. If the customer and the client is happy, we will always be happy. Think of their benefit, it is our benefit. In simple words, if I say, do unto others as you would want them to unto you.
I think that beautifully summarizes our conversation. It's been lovely chatting with you today on this episode, Alkaji. Thank you so much for joining us. And well, now's the time that I say goodbye to you and to our listeners. Thank you once more for tuning in.
Thank you, Niharika. Jai Hind and Jai Nari Shakti.
Girl power all the way. Jai Nari Shakti. See you soon in another episode. Stay tuned. We'll be back some other time.
Thank you, Niharika.
Celebrating micro, small and medium enterprises. Right here. Tali ke saath, business ki baat.